Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Monday, the first day of March 2004, already into month number three. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have several very important guests coming up, so please stay with us. Every week, it seems, there's even more news, and it's impossible to cover the full dimensions and scope of it. Here's USA Today. President uses radio address to push anti-drug proposals. President Bush, preparing to unveil an anti-drug strategy on Saturday, championed the budget proposals to increase drug testing in schools, help more communities run prevention programs, and pay for treatment through religious groups for more low-income addicts. So that's turning the churches into law enforcement, tattletale social worker squads. And we've already seen the federal funding. School districts all over Central Texas, all over the country, I see the articles every day, all students must drug test, guilty until proven innocent. They're moving forward in states to force you to take vaccines, to force you to blow a breathalyzer. Everybody has to start their car. Total control. Cameras in the school bathrooms. I was on a syndicated show this morning, and I said, you know, they're putting cameras in the bathrooms. And the host goes, yeah, I've seen that in the news, but isn't that needed to keep us safe? I mean, 1984, cameras in the bathrooms, keep us safe. I mean, what's wrong with you people? That Alex, he's radical. He's against cameras in the bathrooms and showers. Man, he's, whoa, he's, man, that guy's, we better arrest him. So that's one article. There's an article here that struck me to my core. I became physically ill. My wife started crying. We already knew about this, but New York Post, children they've grabbed, CPS have gotten. There were articles last year where they grab your child or say, let us test drugs on your child or we'll take them. Now, that's been in the New York Daily News, New York Post. It's been in the news. Just hell on earth. Well, this one, CPS takes the kids. They're already in, you know, government health care. And they would just test multiple vaccines on them, take the medication away, give them six times the normal dose, kill the kids. Just literal hell on earth, worse than Tuskegee with the black men, and that's what CPS does. I mean, these are vampiric creatures. Well, a vampire, I guess, has its own dark energy source. These people don't even have that. They're just more like zombies. They just do whatever they're told. It's all normal. A New York Post, the state health department has launched a probe into potentially dangerous drug research conducted on HIV-infected infants and children at Manhattan Foster Care Agency. It was tested on kids that didn't even have AIDS, by the way. You see, they really are good folks here. The Post has learned some 50 foster kids were used as guinea pigs in 13 experiments with high doses of AIDS medications in Manhattan's Incarnation Children's Center, sources said. Most of the ICC experiments were funded by the federal grants, in some cases pharmacological companies. They used city foster care children who were sent to the Catholic Archdiocese-run facility by the Administration for Children's Services. ICC was involved in 36 different experiments, according to the National Institute of Health website. One study researched HIV wasting syndrome, which studied how a child's body changes when its medication is altered. By the way, they look worse than concentration camp victims. We got photos on the website. A handful of experiments involved combining up to six AIDS drugs, so-called cocktails, in children as young as 3 months. Another explored the reaction of not one but two doses of measles vaccines in children ages 6 to 7 months. Other studies tested the safety, tolerance, and toxicity of AIDS drugs. They are torturing these kids, and it is nothing short of murder, said Michael Elner, a minister and president of Health Education AIDS Liaison, an advocacy group for HIV patients. By the way, it goes on from page after page. It gets far worse, okay? This is the government that wants control of your life, and it's taking control. By the way, they've used the Patriot Act to charge somebody who was doing pranks on the Internet. So it's getting real bad, folks. Don't turn your guns in. That's all I can say.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not exaggerating when I say that the level of wickedness, the level of evil, watching the dogs of the New World Order, the hyenas, rip and tear the most innocent of us, the most defenseless, and then having to watch them sit up there on the news and talk about how good they are and how they're taking all our freedoms and building this cage for us because they care about us. I have a stack of articles of the anthrax shot killing troops and killing their children, causing massive deformities, mainstream news. The government knowing MMR shot causes massive brain damaging, their own internal documents. The government killing small children that CPS has grabbed in drug testing, trying to telling parents, you can keep your kid if you just let us test drugs on them. I mean, deadly drugs. This is mainstream news. And they're going to keep doing it right out in the open, right out in front of everybody, and now they're going to pass laws that you all got to take whatever vaccines they say, and you got to blow in the breathalyzer to start your car, all of you, and yeah, your cell phone tracks you, and yeah, we're putting cameras in the school bathrooms. It's to keep you safe, and just the insanity of this. And it turns out, of course, our government behind the whole Haiti situation, and they're about to stage the capture of Bin Laden, as we said they would do 2 years ago, and it's just wall-to-wall news. I've never, and I keep saying this every week, it just gets worse and worse. I've never had a stack this big. Every article totally insane. I was up late last night studying this stuff, up this morning doing it, in between radio interviews, trying to wake people up, trying to warn people. I just want you to go to InfoWars.com. We're posting some of the New York Post articles, photos. That these little children look like Jews in a concentration camp. But the government's just going to keep doing it right out in front of everybody. By the way, we brought the Nazis over here, the Nazi scientists, after World War II, and they're the ones that set up the eugenics and actually helped set up the Tuskegee, taught our doctors how to do it. And now stuff far worse than Tuskegee on little babies that were taken from their parents. But it's okay, we're the government. Hand over your firearms and we'll treat you even nicer once we've got cameras in all your neighborhoods and automatic gates to lower down on the highways and more armored vehicles for our new black-clad police officers who cover their faces in badges. The more surveillance drones we've got in the skies. This is what's happening. This is what's happening in America and the world. Incidentally, we're on 94.75 during the day now on WWCR, 94.75, and at night at 32.10. At night at 32.10 and during the day at 94.75, and we'll continue to be on WWRB if everything goes well there, offering you more frequencies, more information. So during the day, the first 2 hours on 94.75, and at night, the last 2 hours are going to be on 32.10. So 94.75, we're on there right now. And at night, the second 2 hours, 10 to midnight central, 32.10. You can also listen, of course, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And again, something's wrong with you if this level of evil doesn't make you mad. I have articles here where they're charging teenagers with an ounce of marijuana with the Patriot Act as terrorists. I have articles where somebody who did a prank on the Internet, which is criminal, but they've been now charged under terrorism and are facing life in prison. I have articles here where they're using the Patriot Act every day against the general public. And you're not getting your rights, you're not getting due process. Again, it has nothing to do with terrorists because the new definition of terrorism is everything. I have articles here just across the board of massive import, my friends. Absolutely incredible. I have Paul Watson. He hasn't been on for 3 weeks. The webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com. We've broken several massive stories at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He's the webmaster for Prison Planet. A photo was found from a 1982 San Francisco Chronicle article where John Kerry, the congressman, is smiling and adoring Anton LaVey, the Satanist, at a meeting with him. And, you know, people are saying, wow, look at this photo. Well, don't forget, Kerry's a member of a real satanic order that goes back hundreds of years to Germany and to 1832 in this country, the admitted U.S. branch of the Illuminati, according to the Associated Press and MSNBC. So, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have John Forbes Kerry with Anton LaVey shaking his hand, smiling at him with pleasure. And then the article quotes Kerry as saying that, well, I believe that we're all divine internally and that every religion has the truth. And Anton LaVey then says to him, this is the essence of Satanism. Well done. Those are quotes there out of the articles that Mr. Kerry shows the essence of Satanism right in front of him. This is, they're having a discussion. And that is exactly what a real Satanist would say, is that we're all divine, we're gods individually. It's what the devil said in the garden, the snake said. And do as thou wilt. Just do whatever you want. So we got John Kerry and Anton LaVey, do as thou wilt, jumping around. This is real fun, but again, can people handle the full horror of this? Of course, the phony neocon Christian talk show hosts are all out exposing the fact now that, oh my gosh, he went to a meeting with Anton LaVey and was in the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle or in the front section of the San Francisco Chronicle. This is amazing. This is unbelievable. There's a picture of Kerry with a big pentagram behind him, by the way. Very interesting. They're in front of the pentagram. It's, oh my gosh, he's a devil. He's in Skull and Bones. Lord, save us with Bush, your son. I mean, basically, I've heard him imply that Bush is like this reincarnation. He's like representing God. He's like the Pope or something. It's blasphemous. I've heard some Christian stations, he's just anointed by God and the Spirit of God's in him. And, But Kerry's evil. He's in that skull and bones. But Bush is good. It's good when he's in it. It's good when he's saying, I love Ozzy Osbourne, death and hell and blood. And, you know, in that speech he gave. I've got that clip over here. His own little incantation. So that's coming up, too. All right. But before I go any further, I just want to spend 5-10 minutes with him. It's a horrible story. We've had him on the show. I have all the news articles. He's done absolutely nothing. Last year, South Texas, foreign troops, Mexican troops, illegals pouring across. They're down there at a ranch. They got the national French media with them who documented it all and have testified. Two illegals come across. They give them blankets. It was cold that morning. Tell them, call the Border Patrol. Hey, these guys are illegal. They weren't hurt. There's film of all this and photos. National French media just so happened to be there. They come and arrest Mr. Nethercutt, do all this horrible stuff to him, and then say he didn't show up for court and do all this stuff, which he did. Well, now the governor is issued under the Patriot Act, and he has this directly from the prosecutor, Mr. North, that he's going to be arrested at 2 o'clock Mountain. That's in about 2 hours or 3 hours from now. And he's not being charged. He'll just be held without bail in a prison there. The last time he was arrested for no reason and not charged for 50-something days, they just threw him in a dark cell with the lights off for 50-something days. And if he asked for a lawyer, they wouldn't feed him. And then they just finally released him because of the outcry. And the Morris D's and others have said they're going to get him. And Bush does not want anybody down the border exposing the foreign troops, the illegals. The FBI has said, we're going to frame you. We're going to get you. Joining us with this, he's going to be arrested publicly for no reason, they even say for no reason, here in a couple hours, is Casey Nethercutt from Camp Thunderbird down there at the invasion point in Cochise County, Arizona. Good to have you on, Casey.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
Maybe if you were hanging out with Anton LaVey, you'd be okay.
No, sir. I'm a Christian believer in Jesus. I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Well, we better boycott you and any movies about it.
Well, sir, I...
so what if it just made $78 million over the weekend? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't believe in that Anton stuff. I'm going to have to just write that off.
Well, we better boycott you then. You're pretty radical.
No, sir, I'm not.
All right. So, the Passion of Christ, I'm pretty mad about that. What's happening to you right now?
Okay, the governor of Arizona has decided that they don't want me to have due process anymore. They've written a warrant, a gubernatorial warrant for my arrest for no charges, for no reasons, and for no speculations. In other words, when you're arrested, you get charges. There's nothing on this. They're taking my right to go to a judge away. They're taking my right to go to a jury away. They're taking every single right away from me. And are you ready for this? Including an attorney. And they're going to hold me in this prison until they can ship me off to Texas or whenever they feel like letting me go.
Now, by the way, you have this in writing from the district attorney, from the prosecutor.
Yes, sir, I do.
Now, I want you to fax me a copy of that. I'll get it posted on the website. You guys have this on the Ranch Rescue website yet?
No, sir. We've waited till I was on your program before we told the public about it, but I'll have you a copy of it by tonight.
Yeah, well, let me give you, during the break, I'll give you the my fax number, and we'll get that. Or if you can email it to tips@infowars.com, scanned in, that'd be better. So,
okay.
Now, by the way, they're doing this to people online, pulling pranks on the internet. They're doing this to pot dealers, 18-year-old kids who get caught selling some small bag of marijuana.
Alex, what your listeners don't understand is...
But you haven't even done that. You've done nothing.
Nothing. There's no charges.
And by the way, you said you're going to go to your, quote, trial... coming up with the 16th of March.
15th, sir.
15th. Yes. You've said you're going to that, but they say you're not allowed to leave the state because of bond on the last time they arrested you in Arizona with no charges.
Correct, sir. They also told me that if I don't surrender at 2:30 today, that they would bring the National Guard down here to this camp and take me out of here.
They want another Waco confrontation. They're hoping
sir.
You guys have a confrontation with them.
That's what they want. They're provoking it. They're lying. They're making things up, and they're provoking it.
And, folks, I've studied this whole case. Casey's not kidding. It's this bad. Well, I mean, I just read the New York Post. They're grabbing kids, CPSs, and killing them with experimental drugs and vaccines publicly. I mean, these people are not playing games. The wickedness is upon us now. Casey, do one more segment with us. This is big. And then before I end the show today, I want to get you back on for an update. give out any phone numbers to try to expose these people. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We radiate out on the radio, on your local AM and FM dials, if that's how you're listening to us, simulcast on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and now we're on WWCR, and we've only got 4 hours a day. It doesn't cover the whole six, but we're going to get more time. The first 2 hours of the daytime show from 11 to 1, the show, of course, is 11 to 2. 11 to 1 will be on 94.75. At night, the second 2 hours from 10 to midnight, Central, at 30 to 10. And we're looking to get time on another frequency in the first hour at night and the third hour during the day. All the more reason, if you've been a shortwave listener all these years, the last 8 years I've been on shortwave, since we got started our syndication, with the shortwave being the bedrock of that, all the more reason, if you're listening on the internet or shortwave, to call and get us a local AM or FM affiliate in your area. If you're already listening to us on an AM or FM station, certainly support those great folks and spread the word. And we'll post those frequencies at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we'll also get them posted at GCNLive.com. Now, I know we got Bert and Rod and Tim and others. And I got a bunch of news I want to get to. But understand, with the Casey Nethercott case, they just kidnapped him for 50-plus days in Arizona and didn't even say why they were grabbing him. And this was in the mainstream news. They first arrested him in Texas when they were documenting the illegals coming across the border. But they had national French television there, news there, so that individual said they testify, so they are like going back and forth on charging him there. Then they tried to claim he didn't show up for trial, which turned out to be a fraud. We've told this whole story on air. It's incredible. Now the governor says she's sick of it. She's coming after Casey Nethercott this afternoon at 2:30 Mountain with the National Guard if he doesn't, quote, turn himself in. Turn yourself in where and for what? Casey?
Well, Alex, considering there's no charges, this is all trumped up from the governor's office, turn myself in because she doesn't want me free. This is being done under the auspice of the Patriot Act and gubernatorial law given by the Patriot Act. There's no charges. This is just go to the gulag because we don't like what you're doing.
And they're telling you to turn yourself in where?
Oh, today I have to turn myself in to a sheriff department.
Well, that's better than the prison they put you in without indicting you or charging you or...
Correct. But I'll be transferred there by today.
Oh, so you will be transferred back
Absolutely.
To the prison.
They don't want me to have a phone. They don't want me to have any way to contact with the outside.
So now you go directly to solitary confinement, no charges, no nothing.
Right. It's the same thing North Korea does.
And you already spent 50-plus days in there.
Yes, sir, I did.
And you said with it leaking and no light, and then if you complained for a lawyer, you wouldn't get food.
Right, that's correct.
Well, I mean, at least you're not a newborn baby grabbed by CPS in New York where they kill you with drugs and vaccine testing. Well, that's the New York Post today, by the way.
I believe it.
That's the New York Post, folks. This is your government. They're sickos. And they got all these well-meaning idiots in and out of government going along, not asking questions, making excuse for these monsters. Casey, what are you going to do at 2:30?
Well, to be honest with you, sir, they told me if I don't surrender, they're going to send the National Guard after me. Not the police, the National Guard.
Now, the FBI said, they told you, and you even listed the officer's name, he said, we're going to frame you real soon.
Oh, sure, yeah. Of course they are. And because your show has put that out to the people... That went out the door, so this is probably their second attempt to put me away for anything.
Did the governor tell you through the prosecutor this, or you said you have a copy of this?
We have it in writing, sir. She's denying me my right to a judge.
Yeah, why don't you read this to people?
Read it? Oh, I don't have it with me. Actually, we've mailed it to some of your Patriot listeners so that if they do come here, they don't capture it.
But, I mean, you have the original copy, though.
Yes, sir. And when I was in court yesterday... We gave it to one of our delivery persons with Ranch Rescue, and she took it and left with it. And afterwards, they arrested me and handcuffed me and said, "Where's the paperwork?"
Oh yeah, it's the secret paperwork under the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Well, sir, you need to fax me a copy of that immediately.
We'll do that tonight,
and I'll get it up on the website.
You'll see tonight. Your listeners will see tonight.
Well, are you going to send it now, or are you going to send it tonight?
I have to send it tonight because it's hid. It's hidden, so the government won't find it.
Well, that's, yeah.
We have to live like that, Alex. They'll kill us if they get one inch, they'll kill us. They'll pull our people over. They'll threaten them. They throw me in jail without charges.
Well, you had over 45 agents grab you and a reporter when they first put you in there for 50-plus days without charges.
Yes, sir, and they charged me with absolutely nothing and then released me.
By the way, they admit that a judge can now order drugging and hold you indefinitely.
Well, that's why I'm calling you now, so your listeners can hear me now.
Casey, do you want to give any phone numbers out or anything?
Yeah, www.ranchrescue.com. Please, anybody that can hear me, we need help. It's
so you're planning to turn yourself in today?
I have to. If I don't...
Stay, stay there. We'll do a few more minutes, then we'll go to more news and calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central as well, my friends. We're about to finish up with K.C. Nethercutt. He's committed absolutely no crime. All started last year in Texas, ranch rescue down there documenting the tens of millions of illegals that are pouring across our borders back and forth each year, covering the thousands that were coming across at one Texas ranch. And in front of national news media from France, videotaped giving them blankets and calling the Border Patrol on them. Border Patrol refused to come, but they later went and claimed that they'd been beaten by Casey and others. Turned out that was a total fraud. And been a total lie, and then suddenly Arizona just didn't like him out there at his ranch that he owns and has been kidnapping him on a routine basis, and now they said we're going to send the National Guard in this morning. They told him this morning that this afternoon that's going to happen if they don't submit properly under the Patriot Act, and he's not going to be charged, and no lawyer, no phone, no nothing. He's just going to have to turn himself in, or they'll send the National Guard in. They'd love to have some type of, you know, big military confrontation, another Waco down there to scare American citizens away. And that includes Mr. Simcox and Mr. The folks from American Patrol, Glenn Spencer, all these different groups that are down there with the video cameras and the rest of it, showing the Mexican troops that are killing federal officers and the raping, the robbing, the pillaging. So at 2:30 Mountain today, you're supposed to turn yourself in where, Casey?
Well, I'm supposed to go down to the sheriff's department and turn myself in, or I can go to the district attorney's office and they'll walk me into a courtroom and have me remanded.
And they're not saying why. There's just
there's no charges. There's no indictment. It's just the governor has written a warrant for my arrest. She does not want me free.
And she says they are using the Patriot Act. And
for
they
the gubernatorial
are...
authority to do this, yes. You don't go to the judge anymore. You go to politicians. That's who decides whether you're free or not now.
Well, I mean, Bush, the Secret Service has said that you can have 1,000 pro-Bush supporters. One person has a sign not supporting him, public street, public park. They're arrested, federally charged, federally convicted. It's a brave new world. What sheriff's department are you turning yourself into?
Pima County. It's up here in Tucson, Arizona. From there, I'll be moved into federal custody at a prison, not a jail, a prison, where I'll be hidden until they can hold me for... Do your viewers realize they can hold me up to 2 years without justice, without a jury, without a judge?
Well, actually, the Supreme Court just ruled that they can forcibly drug Dr. Charles T. Sell with no charges for 7 years. It's coming up on seven. And he was the Waco... he was the Pentagon dentist there the last week of the Waco siege. He went public and said they killed those people. So a few years into him going public, they grabbed him and have forcibly drugged him in solitary confinement for almost 7 years. I hope that doesn't happen to you, Casey.
Alex, I don't know what to do. I need help. I need your listeners. I need help. I really think this time they're going to do it right. They're going to hide me. They're going to move me to Alaska. They're going to drug me. They're going to do whatever it takes to keep me from being released.
Who knows? They might do what they do to three-month-old babies. They might take you to a CPS death ward, a Joseph Mengele center, and inject you with poisons.
Do you know that they actually somewhat tried that? I'm a diabetic, in case your listeners don't know, and they wanted to experiment with new diabetic drugs on me when I was in the jail, in the prison back here up in...
Oh, you didn't know that was standard? They have drug company doctors in almost all federal prisons. It was in the mainstream news here in Texas. The disease spread and got whole towns sick, and they're grafting dioxin into people's backs and bioweapons, and they're killing prisoners in Huntsville. That was a Houston Chronicle. We've had all the folks on about that.
I don't know what to tell the American public except we need help.
All right, what's the phone number, Casey?
520-364-3966.
520-364-3966. Okay, now what about a number for the governor of Arizona?
Alex, you can't get a hold of the governor of this. You have to call a switchboard and be transferred.
Okay, well, that's so folks call the Arizona State House, or what do they do?
Oh, yes, sir. They call the Arizona Governor's House or the Governor's Mansion, either one.
Okay, and do you have that number in front of you?
No, you don't have it. They change it routinely so that they aren't bombarded with press and media. I'm telling you, there's something wrong out here. The government is gone.
I know. They're getting rid of the sovereignty, getting rid of the border. Casey, I want to have you on the last 10 minutes of the third hour to give us an update. Get me those phone numbers. You can call information. Get all that ready, and we'll have you on at the end of the show.
I'll do it, sir.
Thanks a lot. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
By the way, I wasn't kidding about the children. This is out of the New York Post, and last year the New York Post and the New York Daily News talked about poor families. Parents have done nothing of their own welfare. CPS comes with a drug company representative and says, put your child on experimental drugs, won't even be sick, we're going to take him, you'll never see him again. And that's been in the news with thousands of children. Well, this is the New York Post today by Douglas Montero. The state health department has launched a probe, so they'll whitewash it. It's massive. It's in every state. The state health department has launched a probe into potentially dangerous drug research conducted on HIV-infected infants and children at a Manhattan foster care agency. The Post has learned some 50 foster kids were used as guinea pigs in 13 experiments with high doses of AIDS medications at Manhattan's Incarnation Children's Center, sources said. Most of the ICC experiments were funded by federal grants and, in some cases, pharmacological companies. They used city foster care, who were sent to the Catholic Archdiocese-run facility by the Administration for Children's Services. ICC was involved in 36 different experiments, according to the National Institutes of Health website. One study researched HIV wasting syndrome, which studied how a child's body changes when his medicine is altered. I actually read the study, folks. This when they take the medication away, or they increase the dosage. It's like the Tuskegee experiment. We don't give some medication, we give some others. They take your kid, don't give medication, watch him die. You starting to understand? You starting to get it? A handful of experiments involved combining up to six AIDS drugs, so-called cocktails, in children as young as 3 months. Another explored the reaction of not one, but two doses of measles vaccines in kids aged 6 to 7 months. Other studies tested the safety, tolerance, and toxicity of AIDS drugs. Experimental drugs, folks. They are torturing these kids, and it's nothing short of murder, said Michael Elner, a minister and president of Health Education AIDS Liaison, an advocacy group for HIV parents. Biochemist Dr. David Raznick, a visiting scholar at the University of California at Berkeley and an expert on AIDS medication, was outraged because the drugs alone or combined have an acute toxicity which could be fatal. He said the drug side effects include several severe liver damage, cancerous tumors, severe anemia, muscle wasting. The drugs kill you. And then some of the drugs that are good, they take them off those. Severe and life-threatening rashes and buffalo hump, where fatty tissues accumulate behind the neck. That's because they're getting them steroids. Howells in a former convent run by the Archdiocese of New York Catholic Charities, demonic filth bags. The foster care agency described by the experiments on its website, which was abruptly shut down after the posts began making inquiries. See, they don't even hide this. I already know about this. This is going on everywhere. I have to live in this hell, in this torture hell. Because you people won't take action and bring these people to justice. I'm the normal person. This makes me sick. I'm in pain. I'm in pain. I'm in pain. I have a conscience. And you sicko yuppies, you filth garbage, you trash of the earth, think it's all funny. So you tune into your sports stations, and you drink your beer, and you go and you party all day long, and you just think it's all funny and cute. It's all coming back on you, you scumbag police, and you scumbag social workers, and all you people that make excuses and go along with this system. You're going to hell. You hear me? You're going to hell. I'm sorry. I just can't handle it anymore. You look at these photos of these little kids they're killing. Toddlers, babies. And I've read the reports. This has been going on for years. They'll take a healthy child who's not even showing the, quote, symptoms of AIDS. Their poor mother, they grab the child, take it away. Society goes, oh, that's a good thing. They take them, they drug them, the kid's dead in 6 weeks. I mean, I read articles every day where CPS gets a kid and they're dead. And it goes, oh, they had suddenly gone into the hospital. Oh, don't worry, their organs were taken, though. Something good came out of it. Oh, yes. And where are the investigative reporters? Where are you? Oh, you've got stories about the football bars and what the yuppies are doing and the new, you know, MP3 players and your vacations. You're going to lose your property. You're going to lose you're going to lose everything, folks. You're going to lose the society. We're losing our children, everything. It's all falling apart. Oh. You know, I want to bring Debbie Morrow up, and then we'll get to your calls. And I just got stacks of news. It's all horrible. Somebody's got to talk about it. Somebody's got to expose it. Somebody's got to stand up. Oh. Man, I tell you, they're doing this all over the place. It's just stuff you can't imagine. Much worse than letting black men die of syphilis over 45 years and not giving them treatment and letting them spread it. That's horrible. These were adults, though. It's much worse than letting the troops breed depleted uranium. It's much worse than giving full-grown men anthrax and smallpox shots, which, that, by the way, articles admitting it's killing and maiming them. And I mean, these are babies. These are defenseless. We're in so much trouble. And by the way, to counteract people like me, when you watch a sitcom or a drama, the bad guy's the person that speaks out against CPS, the one that speaks out against the vaccines, the one that speaks out against the IMF and World Bank. On these shows like 24 and Threat Matrix, they arrest them and and people like me get tortured, and millions of people watch through every night simulating this in their minds. Oh, if somebody talks about this, the government arrests them and tortures them because they're bad. This is all code word for being a terrorist because Alex is evil. He reads out of the New York Post what they're doing. Oh, I saw 24. I saw Threat Matrix. I saw that episode of Frasier where they talk about New World Order. They're terrorists. Oh, get him, get him, get him. I don't have to take responsibility for what's happening. I can just watch my dramas. I can watch NYPD Blue, and they'll tell me the people that talk like this are bad. I won't have to take responsibility. You understand the level of evil? The brainwashing at every level? We are in hell. We are in nightmare 1984 world. I was on a big liberal syndicated show. They're like, you're right, the police state, Bush is bad, but we need this to keep us safe. And I said, what about cameras in school bathrooms? Well, there's guns in schools. You know, we've got to. You know, we're so brainwashed now that, oh, cameras in bathrooms, that's good. That's not 1984. What's wrong with you? What happened to us? What happened to us? Debbie Morrow, if you want to stop drinking the poison they're putting in the water, let me tell you, you're insane if you drink tap water. You're nuts. Oh, I know you saw Dr. Strangelove. I'm a cook for saying that. You know, Stanley Kubrick. I'm weird. I don't want you drinking fluoride and nickel and mercury and all the garbage. I'm bad. The movie says I'm crazy. Because the TV says people are nuts if they say, clean your water. So don't listen to me. But let's go to Debbie. Don't listen to her either. These are products made in America. Debbie, to tell folks real quick about the specials. Can we have Debbie with us?
Hi, Alex. I'm here.
Oh, great
about
to. Okay, well, great to have you with us. Tell folks about the water filters.
The water filters are great. They'll take out the poisons. Everybody needs one. And you've heard it time and again. Call New Millennium, get water filters, take control of your life. You will be healthier by drinking more pure water. The specials for this month are different than we've ever had before because we have a new CD that we'll be selling, and we're going to give it away, either a DVD or a VHS, with a water filter. If they get it without the light, they get the free DVD or VHS. If they get the water filter with the lights in the base, they get a sport bottle and the VHS or DVD. And what the DVD is called Sheltering in Place, and it's really great. I haven't seen it yet, but Jim's talked to me and told me about it, and I can't wait to get one. It's made by a housewife who has learned how to get her house ready in case we did have biological or a nuclear problem.
Let's just say it. In case the UN carries out its public plan that they publicly stated to kill 80% of us, and that's
right.
That's Henry Kissinger, mainstream CIA document, public on InfoWars. They say they're going to kill you. I don't know if they're going to try it. They're certainly gearing up for it. You might want to protect yourself.
Right, and this DVD or VHS tape, whichever you want, you know, not everybody can afford to build an underground shelter, but we can make a safe room in our house. We can be ready. But a lot of us don't know how to do it. You know, how will we get the water into our house? How will we, you know, keep things out? And this is a step-by-step video on how us women, you know, the homemakers, how can we do this while our husbands are at work?
All right. Tell folks about the different specials and how they call.
Okay, it's $199 for the Berkey Light without the light, and you get the free DVD or VHS tape. And or you can, for $259, get the Berkey Light with the lights in the base, and you get the VHS or DVD tape, and you get a Berkey sport bottle with that also.
And you've still got the special on the sports bottles too, right?
Absolutely. We want to get those out to everybody. The portable 22-ounce handheld sport bottles, 5 for $100, 12 for $199, and you can mix and match them with the potassium iodate,
which protects you against radiation, number one cause of death if there is an event. 1-888-803-4438, 1-888-803-4438. And folks, we'll have Debbie back up again this week to detail more about this sheltering in place video. I heard Jim raving about it. Really a lot of key information in this. So that'll be offered as well. So again, 888-803-4438. And folks, if you call and Debbie's busy, just leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
Bye. I really appreciate you. We're going to come back and get into more news and then your calls. I guess here in the last 2 minutes of this segment, I might mention also that I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, carry some other great books and videos. I made 2 films on September 11th and how these murdering demons carried it out to scare you into total submission so they could have their way with us. Now, I've made 10 of these videos, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the satanic activities of our Christian conservative leaders mainly. You need to get those videos. They're $25.95, $20 when you order 3 or more. They're all over 2 hours long. My book, Descent into Tyranny, is only $12, covering what happened on 9/11. go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to order at 1-888-253-3139. And your purchase also makes this show possible. So again, 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the videos are waking people up. 90% of those that see them are waking up. You have no excuse, folks. This is a tool that works, that exposes these criminals. And it's coming down. The tyranny's coming down right now. Now is the time to expose them, and these videos are the best tool. 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. So don't wait. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get them. Get them on Access Television. Get them out to public officials and opinion makers. Only by exposing this military-industrial complex takeover can we stop it. Things are very desperate. The enemy is moving upon us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to start the third hour, and then I'll go straight to Bert and Rod and Tim and John and Regina and Dave. All the people that have been holding, you know, had a guest on, and I've been going over this other news. I mean, the federal government says everyone in all schools will be drug tested, no exceptions. The feds say, we're going to drug test every child in America. While these people ship the trash in. Now, I already knew it was being federalized. That's why all the schools are putting it in. But Bush said it in his weekend radio address. The federal government says, we're going to drug test every child in America. And I remember 2 years ago, it was even before 9/11, it was almost 3 years ago, it's hard to believe it's 2004, watching Army News Watch on local Channel 17. It still airs every night, five nights a week on Channel 17, the county cable television station. It's a national show. And they go, well, you have two employees or 100. The Army or Air Force will drop by and drug test them. It's part of defending the homeland. They had Homeland Security set up, by the way, in 1993 covertly. So that's the new system. You see, and now it's, oh, we're going to drug test it. Oh, we want to pass laws federally mandated to the states to make you breathalyze to start your car. And, oh, we want to, all your cell phones track you and can listen to you. And, oh, your OnStar does it. No, we want to make it the law to put satellite tracking in your car and tax you and trace you. It's all happening. I could talk for hours about this USA Today article. President uses radio address to push anti-drug proposals. President Bush preparing to unveil an anti-drug strategy on Saturday. Championed his budget proposals to increase drug testing in schools, federal, help more communities run prevention programs, and pay for treatment through religious groups for more low-income addicts. That means faith-based initiative, publicly funding the churches to be tattletale arms. The big Baptist church in Austin already has UN Day, anti-gun grabs. I mean, I'm living in the Twilight Zone here. Oh, my goodness. anthrax jabs, blame for baby deaths, Scotsman. Sanctions killed 1.5 million Iraqis. Mainstream news here from the UN. Former CIA spook promotes legitimizing of ethnic cleansing. I have the CIA's Voice of America broadcast, and they go, well, you know, ethnic cleansing might be good against the Christians in Serbia. You don't believe me? It's mainstream news. Here's another one. This is the Sydney Morning Herald. Strange concept. This car dobs you in the speed camera. And you have to swipe a card to start the new Toyotas with your identity that satellite tracks you. Toyota's about to put it on their cars. There's the article, folks. There it is. Bush accused of supporting Haitian rebels. Of course, they stage all this stuff. U.S.-Pakistan deny bin Laden was captured. See, they've got the hunt on for him because they're getting near the election. Got to stage that event, as I told you 2 years ago. We'll get into that. The passion brings in 76 to 81 million. No one's sure. I've got one AP, one Reuters story from last night. I don't know, but it's between 78 and 80 plus million. So good. Shows the truth sells. Also, whistleblower, FBI agent, Patriot Act is on the right track. Kathleen Rowley, I told you in my films, in my book, is a shill. You got real FBI agents coming out that Bush ordered them not to stop Al-Qaeda, threatened to arrest them. Robert Wright and others, and then the shill comes out and goes, yeah, we dropped the ball, we need double funding, we're just stupid. When she had nothing to do with the cases, and here she is in WorldNet Daily, oh, the Patriot Act's so good, and I'm the whistleblower, you can trust me. Classic tactic. We'll get into what's going to happen with Social Security. Alleged web TV hacker charged with cyber terrorism. And FBI agents arrested a Louisiana man last week under the cyber terrorism provisions of the Patriot Act. He sent out a he hacked into other computers as a practical joke and had the web TV systems dial 911. So he doesn't get a trial or a jury or anything because he's a terrorist. The Defense Department involved with Walmart and the RFID tags. this out of, I mean, I just got. Folks, the stack is almost a foot tall. I just can't handle it anymore. We'll be back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.